Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
You've waited all week. You've kept your mouth shut.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
You said only what you're supposed to say. You've hidden your feelings and kept them inside, and so have we. But now it's your time to stand up and shout. Say what you feel. Lay it all on the line. Who cares what anyone else thinks? It's time to read, to respond, to entice, to enrage, and get it all off your chest. It's time for Mouthing Off All Over the World.
That's right, it is time for Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
You know something, Jeffrey? I was just thinking. I was taking a trip down memory lane when it comes to Charlotte Flair. You know, if I was running the AEW, I would hire her ass away from the WWE and make her the first million-dollar woman in the history of the wrestling business.
Amen, brother. I'm sure she would take the money.
Well, she's worth more than a million.
Yeah.
All you got to know is how to book her.
I didn't say she was just going for the money. I'm sure she would take your money if you offered her a deal and told her you were going to treat her with respect. Come
well, see,
on down the road.
That's the difference in Eddie Mansfield running the show and some jabronis they got running the show.
I don't know about
that's the difference.
They've had a good run. The ladies may not be going as perfectly well as they want them to, but I mean, they're doing really well right now, Eddie.
Well, you know, they've had some good book. I'm not knocking WWE. I'm just saying if I was running AEW.
Oh, all right. Well, that could use some help.
That's what should have been listed for, Jeff. That I told you I would steal the son of a bitch, Charlotte Flair, and make her the first million-dollar professional woman athlete in wrestling.
I apologize. I did mishear you. I thought you were trying to say that you should be running the WWE, which, don't get me wrong, I won't argue with
that
either.
I could do that too, believe me.
But,
Triple H seems to be doing all right, and I'm smarter than he is.
Well, the AEW could definitely use you. Anytime you're ready, Tony Khan, reach out. Eddie Mansfield is willing to sit down and discuss a deal, but bring your paycheck, buddy. We're going to get into the NFL, college football, the NHL, NASCAR, WWE, and Jabroni of the Week this week.
Yeah, before I was rudely interrupted, Jeffrey, were you giving them all kind of BS they don't need to listen to all the time? I was talking about the greatest of all time, Charlotte Flair. And Charlotte Flair could be the home run hitter for the AEW.
I like it, Eddie. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mouthing Off All Over the World.
At Straight Talk, we are all about no-brainers. Calling grandma for her recipe, no-brainer. Streaming one more episode at 2 a.m., big no-brainer. Getting real unlimited data where you buy bananas, the ultimate no-brainer. Switch now and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2024 with select plans. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Offer valid through 5/19/25. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store single-line activation on qualifying plan. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com/terms. Copyright 2025 Verizon.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day. Featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Have Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Lowe's helps refresh your garden in time for Mother's Day. Right now, get 5 bags of 1.5 cubic foot Scott's Naturescapes mulch for just $10. Plus, select 1.5 gallon annuals hanging baskets make the perfect gift. Now 2 for only $15. The best garden starts with great deals. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 5/7. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, discount taken at time of purchase.
You know what's better than a limited time deal? An unlimited time deal. That's why the Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag with a Junior Bacon Cheeseburger, 4-piece Nugs, Junior Hot and Crispy Fries, and small soft drink is available all the time. Because the best time for fresh, never frozen beef and Applewood smoked bacon is all the time. Duh. I feel like I'm repeating myself a lot. For the best deal of all time, gotta be Wendy's.
Unlimited time does not mean forever. U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska, Hawaii, and California and via third-party delivery. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, I hear Staples prints it all.
Oh, you bet. Posters, banners.
Can you print it all for Mother's Day?
Oh, of course. Photo gifts like canvas prints, photo puzzles.
Can you print it all for graduation?
Sure can. Custom cards and invites.
Can you print a huge banner with the grad's picture?
Oh, definitely.
Even an embarrassing baby picture?
Oh, those are the best kind.
I know, right?
Print it all for moms and grads at Staples. And right now, get 40% off custom cards, invites, and photo gifts. N75 exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details.
Welcome back to Mouthing Off.
We're back on Mouthing Off all over the world. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
You know, I was just thinking, Jeffrey, before we had to be interrupted once again, you know, I just want to say this. You know, Charlotte Flair needs somebody to wrestle. Well, hell, I might as well steal Liv Morgan, offer her $1 million, or sign an Alexis. Alexis, you know, she looks like Liv Morgan. They both look the same. Alexis Bliss is what I'm saying. But Charlotte would need somebody to work with. So why not steal 2 WWE superstars and build you a hell of a territory and a national campaign with superstars like a Charlotte Flair or Liv Morgan? Or Alexa Bliss. You see, that's how Tony Khan needs Eddie Mansfield. He's got a bunch of ass kissers up there that are not doing anything for him. Believe me.
If you want something done for you, you got to go over to odark30.com, where tactical meets practical. Odark 30 is a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures. It's made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenges. It's comfortable, durable, and functional with timeless style. Eddie, let's jump into the NFL.
The Browns. How much more I got to hear about this jabroni, Shedeur Sanders? I don't give a damn if he just reported. He was drafted in what round? The 7th round, 6th round, 7th round. I mean, he doesn't mean anything. They got 4 or 5 quarterbacks on the squad. I mean, go down. I mean, and they got one. He hurt an ankle running out of the damn away from a woman. What's her name? Deshaun Watson. That's what I'm trying to say. They drafted Dillon Gabriel and Sanders. Same draft. You got 2 quarterbacks. You just signed Flacco and you got Pickett. From the Eagles. What the hell are they doing? I mean, you got 4 quarterbacks.
Well, my opinion of this whole mess, I can clean up for you very succinctly. They are going to give Kenny Pickett and Shedeur Sanders the opportunity to take the football from Joe Flacco at the beginning of this season. Joe Flacco is up there in age. He knows it. He took the deal, and I have a feeling that Flacco isn't done in Cleveland. I have a feeling that Flacco has a long-term plan in Cleveland. He's stuck around there. So Pickett and Sanders are going to go into this season jockeying for the quarterback position. Dillon Gabriel is a backup, and that's why they drafted him. I do not see them using him as their starting quarterback unless break in case of emergency. So I think Flacco would gladly.
Okay, if you're saying that, Jeff, why did they waste a 3rd round pick on him?
I don't understand why they chose Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders. I think that they took Gabriel as a project behind Flacco and Pickett. But when Shedeur Sanders ended up there in the fifth round, I think they thought to themselves, well, you know what? We can end all of this drama that's going on. Nobody will shut up about Shedeur Sanders. He's going to go
ESPN
somewhere.
And ridiculous. It ain't about, all of a sudden it's a racist against Shedeur. No, he had bad interviews, pal. You know, just face it. He sucked. And that's why he dropped like a hot potato. He sucked. If he was a white guy, I'd have been telling you the same thing. He sucks. And he fell because he sucks.
Yes, and by the way, it wasn't it's as if, so listen, if you're LeBron James coming into the league at 18 years old and you are knocking everyone's socks off and everybody knows you're a can't miss, then you can act a fool coming in. I'm not saying that LeBron did, but if
he showed more composure than Sanders did.
So
at least LeBron was ready when he showed up for interviews.
Yes. So you have to be that kind of guy to get away with these kinds of things. I don't even think that Deion Sanders could have pulled the shenanigans that Shedeur Sanders did coming into the league and gotten away with it.
They just shut him down. Who was Deion Sanders? He's just a cocky son of a bitch out of Florida State. And that doesn't mean anything. I mean, in the big football world, only thing that Florida State was known for was Bobby Bowden.
The thing about the NFL, too, is you never know what you're going to get in your draft picks. Nobody knows if you're going to pick a winner or a bust. So you go into this praying that you take the right guy. It's so rare that you have a can't-miss guy at number one. And we're seeing now that even those can't-miss guys, potentially where they land could make them a miss, because Trevor Lawrence was a no-brainer franchise changer quarterback, and he's gotten absolutely nothing done in Jacksonville. Still time, but the fact of the matter is that you're already taking a chance on every player that you draft in the NFL draft, and if you try to make it difficult for them, they are not going to pick you in the first round, the second round, the third round, the fourth round, and let me pat myself on the back like my boy Barry Horowitz used to and say, you're going to get picked in the fifth round by the team that you least want to go to, the Cleveland Browns. Let's jump over to the team that used to be the Cleveland Browns. The Baltimore Ravens have released Justin Tucker, a great kicker.
The best kicker in NFL history, Jeff.
They've released him after 13 seasons because he was accused of any inappropriate sexual misconduct by more than a dozen massage therapists in Baltimore.
I love the Sean Watson going around there, man.
NFL players, stop getting massages from anyone outside of your locker room. The team literally pays people good salaries to massage you. If you're going to bring one in, you're going to put yourself
but, you know,
in the crosshairs.
The difference is when they bring in the men, they're not 38 double D's.
Well, then you've
and
got a problem
anyway.
That's what
the guys anyway. Are looking at.
Then you're doing the wrong thing anyway.
Well, I didn't say he was doing the right thing. I'm just saying that's what you go to see in those massage parlors, man.
I guess
you're not going to church. You're going to get massaged by a 38 double D chick.
Lucky,
that, you know, promise you the moon to get you money.
Lucky for me, I'm not into that, so I don't know why.
Either. You'll never see me at one. I'm too cheap.
Well,
I got girls that massage me. I don't need any problem. They want it besides the continental lover, man. Are you kidding me?
That's what you think about these professional football players too, is that these guys would do just fine without having to, they say you pay to make them go away, but this doesn't seem to be, that's a faulty, not, that's a faulty thing at this point. They're not doing that anymore. And really, as I said with Deshaun Watson, Justin Tucker has been accused of this. Justin Tucker, in my opinion, being an American, is innocent until proven guilty. You shouldn't lose your job. You shouldn't
16 chicks. Well, listen, he was staying in two. Hey, you know something? He was missing a lot of practices. I mean, because his kicking went sideways, man, ever since he started going to that massage parlor. And so I don't know what he's doing, but something spooked him. He can't even kick the ball right anymore.
We have, unfortunately, had to wrestle with this a little bit in the fact that I know that it seems like, oh my gosh, there's 16 women accusing him, but this is a problem that if you find there, never trust a
16
lawyer.
16 women only, right?
Never trust a lawyer.
23 for Deshaun.
And there are plenty of lawyers out there that are shady enough to go to the massage parlors and say, hey, girls, you had any NFL players in here? Want to make a couple million? I'm going to take my cut and put these
you
things together.
You wouldn't be talking about a shady lawyer. Are they? They have shady lawyers?
Yes,
really?
They do. And there are plenty of them.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
There's one in every NFL city. So once again, NFL players, stop going to massage parlors. They figured out a way to do this. I'm not saying either of you are innocent. I'm saying that you're not guilty until proven guilty, in my opinion, but don't go. The Steelers
you
traded.
You know who needs to pick up? I was just thinking about a great team for Justin Tucker.
Who?
New Orleans Saints. Perfect.
Well, they got a coach in Kellen Moore down there, and I'm sure he's looking to build
wide
offense.
Open city. You can do anything in New Orleans. They well, don't care.
I don't know, man.
You know, if you need a kicker, Saints, get him. He's a perfect guy for New Orleans.
The Steelers traded for George Pickens. The Steelers traded George Pickens to the Cowboys. They get their wide receiver to go with CeeDee Lamb. Don't care who's throwing to him matters. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than $1 a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
You know, you ever thought about 14 number will get you traded quick? That's what happened. They won't have a Metcalf won't have a problem now wearing number 14 because number 14 plays for the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, I just don't know if Dallas is still in a window of competition that adding George Pickens to the mix is going to make a difference. I don't think Dak Prescott's the guy. I don't think adding more wide receivers. I mean, they've had some of the most incredible wide receiver cores for Dak Prescott, and he's done nothing with them. Why continue?
Well, he's the worst quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys since Danny White.
Yeah, I'd say probably worse, to be honest with you. I don't know that Danny White came in at a time when things were on the downslope. They've tried to build around Dak Prescott over and over again. I mean, Amari Cooper, CeeDee Lamb, just the names bounce off the page.
And the money Jerry Jones gave this guy.
Yeah, Jerry, give it up, bro. You've lost the plot.
Yeah. He won't see another Super Bowl with that guy quarterbacking ever.
No, not going to happen. And by the way, he's putting himself into a position to middle and not end up with a draft pick high enough to... I'd be in the Arch Manning lottery right now if I were Jerry Jones and the Cowboys. I'd be trading CeeDee Lamb and Micah Parsons away.
No, I'd trade Dak Prescott. You need a quarterback? I'll save you here.
To be perfectly honest with you, though, I don't know that they lose too much more if they trade Dak Prescott. They got to trade good guys to get to the bottom of the league and win the number one overall pick.
Is never going to happen as a Cowboy.
Yeah. Well, I think they might have two more years. I think he's going to stick around and play 2 years in college. So it might be the 2027 draft that he would be a part of?
I believe he's going to be one and done.
No, I think
I know that Quinn Ewers, they offered him $8 million to stay in college, not Texas, but another college.
Yeah.
For him to go in the NIL, offered him $8 million.
Yeah, I think Texas was offering him $8 million to go away so they could play Arch Manning.
Pretty much.
There's so much drama surrounding that whole quarterback situations there. It's unfortunate for Quinn Ewers, who is a very good quarterback, that he got saddled with, you know, having to explain himself why he was getting starts down in Texas over the Manning boy. But he's out now and he's been drafted, and his agent has come out and complained that the teams weren't fair to him. Now, Quinn, tell your agent to shut up. Teams were fair to you. You ended up in a good place.
Well, you'll play quicker in Miami than you will anywhere.
Especially with Tyreek Hill coming out with his top 10 quarterbacks he's played with list, and Tua ain't one of them. So
well, he's going to be in Miami long.
No,
you don't have to worry about throwing to him.
Quinn Ewers, a Miami Dolphin. I feel bad for Tua Tagovailoa because I feel like the head injuries have definitely been a problem for him, but they knew that coming in. It was a problem for him in college, and wish things were different for the kid. He seems like a great kid, but they're looking to the future, drafting Quinn Ewers, and that may pay off for them long term. 5-star quarterback Jared Curtin is going to Georgia.
He's out of Nashville, Tennessee, and that kid's unbelievable.
Georgia has quite a program down there, and they seem to have quite an ability to bring in great quarterbacks and get stuff out of them, so he's just the next in a long line. They lost a quarterback to the University of Miami, who I think now has just gotten into the business of finding out who is a great player in the college ranks and saying, hey, come here for 1 year, we'll pay you a mint, and you can go number one all overall in the draft. So Miami's got a plan. We'll see if it works for them next year, but Speaking of,
then they got the dog that was hurt.
He is the
he's a good quarterback. Carson, if he's healthy,
yeah,
he's a great quarterback.
Carson,
I mean, you wouldn't have been able to start at the University of Georgia if you're not a damn good quarterback.
Yeah, I feel like he did get injured, and it did take him away from the program long enough for someone to come in and take the job. But he, I think, is the better quarterback out of the two they were going to be choosing from, and he's chosen to go down to the University of Miami. I mean, I remember driving up through Georgia and seeing Carson Beck signs as you were getting closer and closer to Atlanta. So they were all in on him a couple of years ago, but he is now a Hurricane down in Miami. Scott Frost is taking a second bite at the apple with UCF. He's returned after going away and finding out that sometimes the grass is not greener on the other side of the pasture. The reality of it is that I know that Nebraska is a storied program, and that's his alma mater, and it looked really good on paper, but it's easier to bring good athletes to Florida than it is to Nebraska these days. And especially,
well, he's no Tom Osborne. And who in the hell wants to play in 32 below zero?
That's what I'm saying. I mean, this guy got a national championship for the University of Central Florida and then bailed. And they had I got to give it to UCF here. Wise move to let bygones be bygones. The guy left, he learned his lesson, and now he will probably be the guy that builds the UCF program for a decade, if not more, because he's young. And they can enjoy some success.
5 years.
Yeah.
$22 million.
Well, they're going to have to pay him more than that contract going forward, because I think he's going to be able to bring in good kids and in a few years have that program pumping over.
Well, he's the one who had Dylan Gabriel here.
Yeah, he won a national UCF championship.
Yeah.
I keep waiting for you to correct me.
Let me tell you something. He had the team.
I keep waiting for you to correct me because I can't remember who. It was like Microtron or something made them the national champions because they were 13-0. They didn't get invited to the college football playoff, but that one of the poll makers made them number one, and the NCAA actually credits them as co-champions with the University of Alabama, which is funny to me. But hey, man.
Yeah, because Alabama would have smacked them around a little bit.
They actually played in a bowl game that year, and they played against Auburn, I think, and they smoked Auburn. Oregon.
They did. Well, Auburn's always been a joke.
Auburn's
a joke.
I remember.
I mean, they've had some. They had that dumbass coach that UCF hired before they hired Frost. What was his name?
I don't remember.
Gus Malzahn.
Yeah, Gus Malzahn. That's who they just moved on from to bring Frost back.
Yeah, he's a joke, that guy.
Yeah.
He's a horrible coach.
The reality of it is that, you never know how these things are going to work out. And the fact of the matter is that if you aren't successful in one of the big conferences, go build yourself a program. He was on his way to having the heart of University of Central Florida until he bailed.
Well, you know who had a hell of a run in Auburn was our friend Terry Bowden. They were undefeated under Terry Bowden.
Terry Bowden actually would have been the national champion the year that his father won his first national championship. Florida State had a loss. Auburn had zero losses. And they would have been crowned national champions if they were not under NCAA penalties for paying players before he got there. So Bill Belichick is now a college football coach, but he is dealing with more drama than he's ever had to deal with before.
He's got that 24-year-old drama queen.
Every time I see a picture of that girl, she gets uglier and uglier every time I see a picture. And don't get me wrong, her looks have not changed one bit. It's the personality that's starting to shine through. And man, does he need to start thinking with his brain. Because things are going downhill for him.
I guess she took on his personality then.
Yeah. I mean, he's never been.
That's not a good thing.
He's never been a media friendly guy. But geez, man, she's taking it to a new level with him. Bill Belichick's going to be fine. I'm stunned he still is the coach at University of North Carolina. I'm assuming that they're going to pay players and they're going to be able to bring him in under Bill Belichick. But that is a short-lived stay at the University of North Carolina for Bill Belichick. He'll be back in the NFL, guaranteed. Let's jump right over to the NHL real quick. The Toronto Maple Leafs are taking on the Florida Panthers. The Maple Leafs took game one in that series, so Florida defending champions are going to have to dig themselves out of a little tiny hole. The Washington Capitals and the Carolina Hurricanes got their series started as well. And
yeah, that's going to be the one to watch.
The Caps are down 1-0 in that series. It went to overtime. They lost 2-1. Phenomenal game. A lot of fun. The big meme coming out of that one is Tom Wilson again. He's meme central for the NHL right now because Sebastian Aho pushed him in the back and he turned around to face him, and Aho was standing there with his mouth guard sticking out of his mouth, and Tom Wilson took it away from him and threw it down on the ice and skated away. Love that guy. He's a class act. Winnipeg Jets and Dallas Stars. This is also going to be an incredible series. Winnipeg's going to have a tough time coming off of being in game seven, down by 3 goals, coming back and winning game seven, and immediately having to take on the Dallas Stars. So that should be a fun series as well. And then the one everybody's talking about is the Vegas Golden Knights and the Edmonton Oilers. Edmonton, storied program, haven't won since Wayne Gretzky was at the helm in Edmonton. The curse of Gretzky lives on, made it to the Stanley Cup final last year, but lost to the Florida Panthers. And the Vegas Golden Knights, who I don't know why, but for some reason, all of these sports leagues love their teams in Vegas. They cannot.
Well, yeah, because people love them.
Well, who does, though? Because I don't think that Vegas has Carolina's probably got the same amount of people to go see games as Vegas does. It's all glamour and blitz, in my opinion.
You got all those guys from up north. They love hockey.
But they're not going to be Vegas Knights fans. They're going to root for their team that they grew up watching.
Well, their ass is in the seats. It doesn't matter.
Well, I'm sick and tired of all of the Vegas Golden Knights love that's being handed out. I get it. They're good. It's kind of a scam the way the NHL gives.
And they got the best looking girls in the league.
Well, I don't know about that. I'm assuming.
Oh, yeah. Go look at it. Go scan the crowd a little bit.
I'm going to scan it, and then I'm going to go ahead and scan Miami's. I'm going to scan Tampa's.
Well, they're not even in the playoffs. Why are you going to scan a bunch of losers?
The Tampa Bay team is out, but the Panthers are still in. I can still look at their girls. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Is your AC ready for summer? Don't wait for the heat to hit. Weak airflow? Warm air? Strange noises? These are warning signs your AC needs attention. Our skilled technicians offer AC repair services or replacements to keep your family cool all summer long. Don't sweat it. 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning has your back. Here to keep your home cool all summer. Visit 1hour.com to schedule today. Financing options available.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
Member Week is here at Lowe's. Don't miss your chance to get up to 40% off hundreds of items like paint, outdoor and home essentials, and more. Shop our exclusive deals happening in-store and online now through May 14th. Not a rewards member? Join for free today and get ready to save more. Lowe's, we help you save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Progressive knows road trips without your pet can be tough.
Hi, this is Next Stop Dog Boarding.
Hi, it's Scott again. How's Squeaks doing? You can tell if he's stressed by his eyebrows. Oh, and his breathing should sound like this.
Scott, Squeaks is exactly the same as last time you called.
Okay, let's talk in 20 to see if anything's changed.
With Progressive, your pet is covered up to $1,000 in vet bills in case of a car accident. So next time, you can take your pet with you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Coverage for dogs and cats is included with the purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Count on Kohl's for those special gifts mom deserves this Mother's Day. Inspire her inner chef with must-haves for her kitchen, wellness essentials for her fitness routine, and jewelry for her perfect night out. Plus, you can save 15% on some of your finds and earn Kohl's cash. Find mom's perfect gift in time for Mother's Day at Kohl's and Kohl's.com. Select styles. Offer valid through May 11th. Kohl's cash and coupons do not apply to Sephora. Exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for more details.
All over the world.
It's the best damn show on your radio.
We're back on Mouthing Off all over the world. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, legend, the Hall of Famer, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
I can't believe that whiny ass Joey Logano won.
Well,
in,
I mean,
in Texas. Oh my God. You know, I mean, please. He was a sissy when he got in, started in the sport. He was a big crybaby. Oh my God, you touched my car. Who get you? If you ain't rubbing, you ain't winning, Jack. I mean, Joey, he's had it made since he got in the sport.
If you want to have it made, go on over to odark30.com, where tactical meets practical. Odark 30 is a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures. It's made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenges. It's comfortable, durable, and functional with timeless style. I don't understand overtime in NASCAR. Come on, guys. Enough already. Joey Logano, who is a good driver, whiny as he may be, wins in Texas. He beat out Ryan Blaney and Ross Chastain, but he's still in third place in the points. Billy Byron and Kyle Larson still leading there. And Denny Hamlin and Chase Elliott are the top four.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought Joey Logano moved into third place.
That's a good top four. Yeah. I mean, you got Billy the Kid Byron. Hey, he's right up there chasing them points, man. He's one of the leaders.
Yeah, there's a lot of racing left, so we'll have to see if Logano can get back into the thick of things. But for now, he's the most recent race winner in Texas, and the NASCAR season's a lot of fun this year. I love the fact that Billy Byron wasn't happy with just winning Daytona this year. He's decided that he's going to try and win the series, and I'm here for it.
Well, that's my guy. You and me chose Billy the Kid.
Yeah.
Hey, I love him because he's like a babyface assassin. You know what I mean? And turn him loose. Billy the Kid. He's like an outlaw. They need an outlaw in NASCAR. They got a bunch of sissy asses in NASCAR now. They don't have a bad dude. They don't have a bad guy that you could just roll up, grab your beer and say, I hate you. You know, I used to love people tell me, I hate you. Oh, good. I'm doing my job, man. You know, I love that. Just buy four or five more tickets and buy some t-shirts on your way out, you know?
They've got a lot of hateable guys, but not a whole lot of guys you love to hate. So Billy Byron, I'm excited about him in NASCAR. Hey, it's not on the list here, but I'm going to jump quickly over to the NBA because the NBA playoffs are happening. And I went into an untold hole a little bit in the last few days, and I watched Malice in the Palace, and Indiana has a basketball team again, and Tyrese Halliburton has made them a really good team, and since
they're dogging his ass, Jeffrey.
Tyrese?
Yeah, they said that, you know, the jealous guys are saying that he's not worthy.
Well,
what do you mean he's not worthy? He just wins games with three-point plays and driving up the middle. Hey, I love him. I love to watch that guy play. He's really good.
At the end of the day, you deserve everything that you earn. And right now he's earned a 1-0 lead in that series over Cleveland, a team that a lot of people thought could potentially represent the East. Everybody's said it's down to Boston and Cleveland, but Indiana has something to say about that. And I'm going to reiterate, because the other series, New York went up 1-0 on the Boston Celtics. And I do believe that this is a team that could win in Boston, the New York Knicks, because last year they went far into the playoffs on the heels of Jalen Brunson, and he's not the only guy there anymore. They have guys that can step up if he's down, and he's playing great. OG Anunoby's playing great. They brought in Kat, and that team looks really good. And so our good friend Mike O'Brien went viral over the weekend because he did a television interview where he said that they should just take this couple weeks off because Boston shouldn't even have to play the New York Knicks because they were going to spank the Knicks. The Knicks don't deserve to be there. And he was proven wrong quickly, and people were making fun of his spiky hair. They were saying, what's
Buckner? Buckner let his battleship mouth overload his rowboat ass.
Well, I'll tell you,
Buckner.
It was funny.
He didn't get the name for Buckner for nothing, man.
It was raining outside, and I guess he like swiped his hair back so it looked like he had like gel spiky hair. So, man, did he take a beating on social media. Mike O'Brien, our good friend and comedian up in Boston, who is always on TV. So check him out. In the West, everybody is all over the Oklahoma City Thunder, and they played the Denver Nuggets in game one, and Denver was able to prevail in that series with an Aaron Gordon.
I like Denver.
Yeah, me too. I really like that team.
As a team. I can't believe they fired the coach, though, like that.
Weird.
But, you know, maybe that, hey, they've got something to play for now.
A weird situation in Denver with them firing Mike Malone at the end of the season, telling the GM, who I believe is still in place, that he's done too, but he could finish out the season. And
yeah, too much wacky weed going on in Denver.
Well, I'll tell you this much. It's working for Nikola Jokic because that guy is still the best player in basketball. And
he's really good.
They're looking really good. The Warriors and the Timberwolves facing off. You know, the Warriors were pretty much written off in the middle of the season. And somehow, some way, they made a blockbuster trade to bring in Jimmy Butler. And you look at that trade and what they gave up to bring him in, and you thought, man, is that going to be enough? It's enough. I'm telling you right now, Golden State is the team to beat in the West because they are the team that has been there for a very long time being the team to beat in the West.
You know, late-breaking news about Steph Curry, he turned an ankle.
He always seems to, you know, be all right when that happens. But I'll tell you what, if Steph Curry's out, the Warriors are...
Thank God he got Jimmy Butler. I mean, they got a go-to guy anyway.
Jimmy Butler dragged the Miami Heat to the finals with a bunch of guys that nobody knew their names coming into that series, and everybody forgot them weeks after that series. So Jimmy Butler is a great player, and the West is strong. But when someone's at the top of the top of the mountain is theirs until you knock them off. And nobody
I'll
seems
tell you who's on top of the mountain is your boy, WWE undisputed heavyweight champion of the world, John Cena. He's going against the Viper, Randy Orton. I just can't see that either, him dropping that strap to Randy Orton. Orton's just, he's this old hat.
How many Ortons are there?
Too many.
Yeah, so Cena, who I'm telling you, I can't imagine that he's going to want to be wrestling in these big events often enough for him to hold that belt. He's going to have to drop it to somebody, and I guess Randy Orton.
But it won't be to this guy.
No. Well, I mean,
no.
He doesn't have to
Night
hold
Flash
the belt
is
for
not
very
a big
long.
Enough event.
No, you're right
he's
about that.
You remember he's going to do a whole tour for 25.
So he's going
25's not near up yet. He's got the summer.
So we've got a year of John Cena matches, which I'm sure a lot of people are very excited about because he is a very big face in the world of the WWE. I look forward to it. I mean, I love John Cena. Monday Night Raw, by the way, on Netflix is absolutely killing it. It's bringing in so many new fans. A lot of people are tuning in now because they moved somewhere where a lot of eyes are. You know, a lot of kids, if you're on regular cable television and you're not streaming in the way that people stream, it's difficult to reach a young audience. And I feel like just the buzz I've been hearing around, they're bringing in
what they've done too, Jeff, is surround themselves with other people that take them in other outlets, and they're not afraid to do that. Where AEW never gets out of their little little stage of all that horse manure they're packing in up there. You know, you got to get broader and bigger. You know, you can't have a little bitty little teeny bitty, nobody knows where you are kind of damn federation, Jack. But, you know, when you look at Gunther against Pat McAfee.
I was getting ready to
say. Well, you know, on May 10th, you're going to hear a slap heard around the world when he chops that damn Pat McAfee. He's going to go. He'll squeal like a pig. Whee! You know, that'll be Pat McAfee. That big Gunther's going to hammer him good.
That was a
the
huge.
Nazi. They're going to turn the Nazi loose.
That was a huge miss on the part of AEW. Pat McAfee's talking wrestling. You need to be the up and coming territory, and you let Pat McAfee go to the WWE. They're bringing back John Cena. They brought back The Rock. Now they've got Pat McAfee, who, by the way, has a huge audience. I don't know if it's going to reach people that were not already seeking out wrestling, because Pat McAfee's audience is now more of a ESPN style audience. I don't know that his web show is doing as much as it used to, if he's paying as much attention to that now that ESPN owns it. I'm sure that they've ruined it because they ruin everything. So AEW should have seen that coming and gone and gotten that Pat McAfee for themselves.
You snooze, you lose.
Yeah.
And that's what the AEW does. Snooze and lose. I mean, you got some washed up jackasses like Tony Schiavone, Jim Ross. They're all stooges. They've never drawn a nickel in their life. And they're up there keeping guys back instead of exploding that federation like it should be. If I'd have had that money that when I did the IWF at Universal Studios and I had Tony Khan behind me, look out, world. That's all I'd say. Look out, world, because here I come. And I made superstars.
Well, I'll tell you,
unbelievable.
I'll tell you this much. Jim Ross has been promoting wrestling since before I was born, and I'm at an age where you shouldn't be trying to be the new cool thing in town with guys that were promoting wrestling before I was born.
Well, I guess I'm not the only person that sees that.
WWE. We got to go. Io Sky and Rhea Ripley versus Julia and Roxanne Perez. The last card.
Roxanne Perez. And I just don't, I don't know why, but they are, you know, she's a favorite child of NXT.
Yeah.
And Rhea Ripley, man, she shouldn't have to lure herself to do certain things. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I mean, when they're paying the paychecks, you got to lower yourself.
Well, you just
to
do what they tell you to do and don't worry about it. You know, just take your money and say, thank you very much. No problem.
Yeah, they released a bunch of people, the WWE. They released Braun Strowman, Shayna Baszler, Dakota Kai.
The biggest SOB in the world, Braun Strowman.
And Cora Jade, all out at the WWE.
And Cora Jade, boy. Oh, she's a star, man. Yeah, talking about Cora Jade, this is for the WWE booking office. Well, how in the hell, Shawn Michaels, I got a lot of respect for you, Shawn, but how in the hell you let Cora Jade go? Well, and she's a superstar waiting to happen. You just need to plug her in and quit messing around with all these jabroni girls. And she should have been the tag partner with Roxanne Perez against Rhea Ripley and Iona Sky. Then you'd have had something. But not my job to tell you what you need to do. You made a big mistake letting that one walk out the door. I'm just telling you that.
All right, Eddie. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
4 out of 5 doctors recommend adding Mouthing Off to your sports diet. Hey!
Yeah, we'll be right back. I gotta find that 5th doctor.
Mouthing Off. All over the world.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Melbourne, all over the world.
Absolutely. And, you know, Backlash is coming up, and I can't believe they don't have Charlotte Flair on the card. Are you out of your mind? You know what? Tiffany Stratton. I told you, Tiffany, they're going to push her, and they are. But, you know, she crossed the line, and Charlotte Flair did an old school promo on her. And now, you know, they want to slap old Charlotte, poor little Charlotte, is suspended for a week and not at Backlash. The best worker they got on the women's card is Charlotte Flair. I'm telling you, you need to hire me, Tony Khan, and I'll get Charlotte Flair in AEW with a couple other hot-ass girls that can draw some damn money.
Well, they could use it. It's interesting that the WWE is pulling from NXT at this point.
Well, that's their second arm, you know.
Yeah.
NXT.
Oh, I didn't know that.
They're on CW network. I mean, they got good workers in NXT.
They do, but the production is.
I can't believe they let a Cora Jade go. I mean, she's really, really good.
Yeah, the production on that show is absolutely horrific, though. It looks bad. It looks like college people running the production.
Well, it could be Full Sail. I don't know.
Yeah,
is it Full Sail running that?
Maybe. That would make a lot of sense, actually, if it was a bunch of kids that go to school for 3 months and are done over there running all of the production.
Because they were shooting that up at Edford's Full Sail forever.
Yeah, all right. Well, that makes sense then, that NXT is being done by somewhat college students. Listen, Eddie, what a good show. We got into pretty much all of the major sports, even the ones that were months away from seeing kick back up again. The only thing we didn't talk about is baseball, but baseball is literally taking a back seat to the NBA playoffs. playoffs and the NHL playoffs right now. So we'll get back to talking about baseball every week very soon here, because very soon here, the only sport that's going to be going on is baseball. And you'll get a couple months of thick, heavy
that's
baseball
gonna make
talk.
The Continental lover very happy. I love baseball.
Yes, we will be talking a lot of baseball in the near future. So all of
you
baseball fans.
Told you the Braves
fans,
are going to come back, didn't I? Told you.
Not a huge surprise. They have an incredible pitching staff that it would be ridiculous if they couldn't figure out how to put it together. So I know Strider's back on the IL again, but just a short term this time. So they'll be back. All right, Eddie, we got to run. Tell them goodbye.
But Jeff Taylor, this is the Continental Lover, Eddie Mansfield. See you next week.